Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 381. Visible translated text is as follows. Mention his hanging his head. He always worked with the police on criminal cases. No, I did not testify before the coroner about any white stuff having been smeared over these supposed blood spots. I am not sure whether I got the statement about Mary Fagan being familiar with Gant from Mr. Darley or Mr. Frank. Mr. Frank was present at the time. Mr. Frank told me when the little girl asked if the medal had come back that he said, I don't know. It may be true that I swore before the coroner that in answer to that question from Mary Fagan as to whether the medal had come yet that Frank said, no. And it is possible that I so reported to you. If I said no, I meant I don't know. I say now that Mr. Frank told me he left the factory at 1:10 p.m. If I reported to you that he told me he left at 1 o'clock, I made a very serious mistake. That is an oversight. Yes, I reported to the police before I reported to Mr. Haas or Mr. Montag. Redirect examination. Yes, our agency reported to the police about finding the club. I find it is in our report of May 15th. I don't know when it was reported I was out of town. I worked all through this case with Detective Black, and every move he made was known to both of us. As to the stairway from the basement to the upper floor, there was a great deal of dust on the stairs, and the dust didn't seem to be disturbed. This diagram is not in the picture, but is near the back door. I was called and examined Miss Montine Stover, sworn for the state. I worked at the National Pencil Company prior to April 26, 1913. I was at the factory at 5 minutes after 12 on that day. I stayed there 5 minutes and left at 10 minutes after 12. I went there to get my money. I went